Turn with me, please, to the book of Romans, chapter 1. I'm sure that most of us are watching society and seeing how society is changing. From the highest aspects, did I lose my mic? From the highest aspects of our government, across our social platforms, the influencers of the internet, every area of society is changing seemingly at the same time. And we all see what's happening, but all of us don't understand what is going on. And so today I just want to teach about 10 verses from the book of Romans to help us understand the process that's going on, not only in our nation, but around the whole world. And it's always been this way, but I think many times we see it, but we don't realize what it is that we're looking at. So in the book of Romans, I'll just read one verse here and we'll pray. Paul writes, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." The wrath of God is revealed. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us a clear revelation of who you are and given us an understanding that we are to align ourselves with your nature. Now, Father, this morning I would ask you that you'd bless all those that support this ministry, Lord, here in the worship room across the internet. Lord, that you would open the windows of heaven, that you would pour upon them according to your word, and that you would bless their lives and bless their families and bless their health. And Father, I ask you that you would help me today to make a clear sound through this passage of scripture that we'll look at. Bring all things back to my remembrance and help me to speak it in such a way that your people can clearly understand what is being said. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. So when we look at society and we look at how things are changing, you know, 20 years ago, there was no confusion about which bathroom you go to. Everybody understood. But now there's great confusion in our society, and it's not in one area. It's from the highest levels of our government down to the common people. It used to be that we understood our makeup, our sexual makeup, based on our chromosomes. But now you have extremely educated people, even degreed in biology, that tell us, no, it's a spectrum that includes 40 or 50 different genders. And you wonder, what is happening to society? How is it that our thoughts are seemingly becoming so degraded, even though knowledge has exploded? And the simple answer is, you are looking at the wrath of God. Now, the first verse here, verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed." That word is present tense. This is not talking about something that's going to happen in the tribulation or some future date and time. It's God's judicial rendering of his response to our sinful activity. It happens every single day. It is a process. God loves the world so much that he doesn't just eliminate the sinner, but he makes it difficult for the sinner in hopes that the sinner will turn away from his sin and turn back to God. It's just like a good parent. And you have a child that is just cutting up bad. And you make it difficult for that child in terms of a belt or a switch or a timeout or whatever that you do. You do that in hopes that the child will turn and do those things that are right. And that's exactly what God does. His wrath is currently being displayed in this nation and around the world. But we have to have the spiritual eyes and understanding that we see what's going on. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Now, here's what's important to understand. It's not being revealed directly against men because of who they are. God's no respecter of person. He so loved the world. But it's when men and women engage in activity that's contrary to the nature of God, that his wrath comes against that sin, which just so happens to be within a man or within a woman. So the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That phrase is a little difficult to understand, but it just means that they resist and suppress the truth of God through their unrighteous acts. And it's going to sound like I'm being political today. I'm really not trying to be political. But it would seem to me that any person that would see a small child, there's something within the nature that wants to protect that child. But now across our nation, we have small children just disappear off the planet. They're just gone. Well, they're not disappearing. Somebody is taking them. Somebody is abusing them. And then somebody is snuffing out their life. It's the pedophilia thing. How did this happen? 30 years ago, this was not a thing. Now it's constant. It's constant. The average thinking person would know, of course you don't want to kill a baby before it's born. But now we have doctors, degreed, intelligent men, who make an argument as to why this baby should be torn apart limb from limb in the mother's womb and disposed of. What has happened to our thinking? It's because we have turned away from God. Subsequently, God begins to express his wrath against us, which is a judicial backing away from us. If he's saying, in essence, if you want sin and you don't want me, I'm going to back up and let you have your sin. But sin has a downward spiral to it. Nobody begins to sin and it just stays static. The Bible calls it iniquity unto iniquity. It spirals down. And if anybody in here has ever had an addiction, which I've had one, you don't start day one addicted. On day one, you start by moving away from God's manifest will for your life. You begin to do that which is contrary to God, whether you know it or not, doesn't matter. And then it starts spiraling down until sin has choked you so tight that you're in an addicted state of mind, and you're basically out of control. So that's what we're talking about in this passage of scripture. So he says the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19, because here's why the wrath of God is revealed. Here's the reason that God is making this judicial backing away from people, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. In other words, we have a large segment of society that says there is no God. But God is saying creation screams that there is a creator. Human conscience screams that there is a creator. I don't care where you go in the world. I don't care. It can be a tribe way back in the hills that has never been in contact with so-called civilized man. They worship. It's because the conscience of man, we have an inner witness that lets us know we are created beings and we are morally accountable to him that created us. This is why when someone does something wrong, let's take Cain, for example. When he killed his baby brother Abel, and God said, where's Abel? He didn't say, I just whacked him just a few minutes ago. He's over there somewhere. I just beat him down. He didn't say that. He said, I don't know. He was hiding it because he understood there was a moral accountability to him that sees all things. The wrath of God is revealed, because that which may be known of man is manifest, meaning that it's been made clear to the human race, because God hath showed it unto them. And so he showed it by conscience, every man's conscience, and he showed it by creation. You can look at the creation and know that there is a creator. I'm not making this up. I think I might have been 6 or 7. My parents didn't go to church. I didn't know anything about God. And I remember in the front yard one day, I just pulled the leaf off of the tree and I was looking at the leaf, and those little young eyes, I could look right down in that leaf and you see all the veins and the little capillaries in it. And I remember standing there in my front yard. Nobody ever taught me anything. And I wondered, how can people say there's no God when there's this leaf? That's from the mind of a child. But yet we grow intelligent. We grow educated. And we're able to put forth great arguments how there could not possibly be a God. It's just all evolved. Everything came from nothing. That's not a very good argument. The wrath is fallen because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them, because the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. In other words, you can look at a landscape, a beautiful mountainscape, or you can look at an oceanscape, a sunset or a sunrise, and you can clearly understand that our Creator is an artist. It's easy, and we take pictures of it. We hang them in a house, beautiful landscape, but we never make the connection. God is an artist. You can get a microscope and you can look at the smallest little insect, a little beetle, and look at his face. It's beautifully painted. Well, sometimes horrifically painted. But the level of detail is unbelievable. And that tells you, you can look at the creation and see some things about God. You can look at the universe. You know, now our telescopes are stronger than they've ever been. We're able to look out, 8 billion light years out as far as light has gotten. We can see that far. And scientists now understand that's not the end of the universe. The universe may go on endlessly. There's no way we can know. Well, that ought to tell you right there that the vastness of the universe, that's not God. That's just his creation. And the Creator is always greater than what he created. And so we should be able to understand his eternal power by just looking at the universe, of which we know more now than ever before. You look at gravity. You look at mathematics. You look at physics. They operate seamlessly whether you're here on this planet or you're in a satellite going around Jupiter. The physics are always the same. And not only is the math and the physics the same, the human mind is developed that we can understand it, that we can grasp the physics and the math involved in universal things. So the whole creation is telling us, yes, there is a God. We can look at that, and it implies some things about the unseen world. Am I making sense to you this morning? Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that, catch this last phrase, so that they are without excuse. So even though man makes great excuses about, hey, well, we thought it was evolution, we didn't know there was a God, God is saying, no, you're without excuse. The creation is screaming it. The light of the Lord has been set in the inward parts of the heart of man. Conscience is screaming the fact of God. That we're not just that we're morally accountable to him, but that our purpose in life is to align ourselves with who he is. But across the entire planet, and all of us have done it, we turn away from God and we go after what we want. That brings judgment. That brings the wrath of God upon us. And it's just like with a child. You know, the first time they cut up bad, you may just scold them. You may just, you punish them, but it's pretty light because they haven't cut up that bad yet. And as they continue to cut up, you continue to drop the hammer worse and worse, trying to get them to turn. God does the same thing to man. So the first reason that the wrath of God falls is because God has made himself known to the human race to such a degree that we are without excuse. Whether people deny his existence or not, the human race, every individual in it, is without excuse. The second reason the wrath of God is revealed, verse 21, is because that when they knew God, and God is concluding now that people everywhere know there is a God, he's concluded that in verse 20, because that when they knew God, They glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. In other words, people live their lives oblivious to the very one that blesses them on a daily basis. Think about this. There's not one morsel of food that you ever ate in your life that was not part of the provision of God. Not one. Not one glass of water have you ever drank that was not part of the provision of God. Now, we live in a deceptive society, and so you have large companies and like Walmart, and they'll put their wrapper around it. They'll get the apple off the tree and put a wrapper around it that says Walmart, and we think Walmart made that. But Walmart did not make that. As a matter of fact, man has no ability to make anything. He has to have existing material that he can manipulate to produce something, but he can create nothing. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now, what that means is that their imaginations, their inward reasoning became vain. It turned into empty nothings. And their foolish heart was darkened. Now, that's what we see in our nation, in our society, as people begin to get confused about what sex am I. Their foolish hearts are little by little being darkened because they're turning away from God and they're turning to other things. And so God's judicial response to that is, if you want those other things, I'm going to back up. God's not going to force himself on anybody. He backs up and he leaves us in our sin. He leaves us to the process that sin takes us, the downward spiral. Until we no longer think correctly. We no longer respond correctly. And right now, as a society, we respond in emotion. That's how we're guided by our emotions, which are erratic, which are not constant, and for which there's no norm, rather than by the word of God. So their foolish hearts but they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now that's the scripture. That's God, the Holy Spirit's summing up of what is happening. We are in a time that even in the last book of Daniel, it said knowledge will increase, and it has exploded. We know more than any other generation that's ever been on the planet. We profess ourselves to be wise, but in fact, collectively, we've become fools. And remember, the psalm said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so as a society, we've become fools. But yet we've deceived ourselves because at the same time we operate in such a foolish manner, we profess ourselves to be wise. But there's a wisdom of this world that's not of God. It's earthy, sensual, it's devilish. And we glory in that, not realizing our whole thinking as a society is totally warped and off balance and cannot be sustained. If the whole society continues to move towards homosexuality and transgenderism, there will be a population collapse like the world we've never seen. It would be the end of us. It cannot be sustained. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like unto corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and to creeping things. And what the apostle is saying here is that they've turned from God and they began to turn to idolatry. Idolatry is the worship of something other than the Creator. And now in Paul's day, we see this in Ephesians. They made a statue to the goddess Diana. And that's what they worshiped. And we see in the Old Testament, they go out into the woods and they cut down a tree and they nail it to the ground and they carve it and then they fall down and worship it. That's an idol. In our modern, enlightened, intelligent society, we don't do it in that manner anymore. We worship icons. We worship, does anybody not know what the Apple icon is? The logo for Apple? We worship our sports heroes. We literally make them demigods. If their number is 47, we want the number 47 jersey like they have. We spend, I don't know what it costs to go to one of these games and get a good seat, but we'll pay that in a moment. And then if we come to church, we'll give God $3. And where you spend your money, that's where your God is at. Hear me today. Where you spend your money, that's where your heart is at. That's who your God is. And so instead of doing as they did in Paul's day, we have the NFL and the NBA and the hockey league and all the other sports things that we worship, though, our social platforms, our influencers. We turn anything into the center of our affections rather than God. And what does that do? That brings a further judicial decree where God takes even another step back. And that leads us to our own ways. The Bible says the backslider in heart shall be taken in his own ways. It goes down further and further and further. Verse 24 says, wherefore, the word wherefore means because of this, all that we just said, because of that, God also gave them up. And again, this is a judicial abandonment. This is where God just steps back. It's like Israel. Remember Israel, they were being led by the prophet who operated in the spirit of the Lord. And Israel said, no, we don't want the prophet anymore. We want a king like the other nations. God said, well, you're not going to like the king. If you got a king, you're not going to like him. He's going to take your property and taxes. He's going to take your sons to fight in his wars. They said, no, we want a king. And so God stepped back and gave them their first king, who was Saul. And exactly what God said happened to him. And Israel, they were stumbled and staggered until David ascended to the throne. So it says God gave them up. Now it's going to say this three times in the passages that we have left, that God gave them up, God gave them up, God gave them up. And each time it means God takes another step back and leads them to their sinful activity to take its progressive toll on them, as sin always does. God gave them up, get this, to uncleanness through their own lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, we live in a society that is so sexually charged, it is ridiculous. I mean, you can almost not get on the internet without seeing somebody making some type of a sexual gesture. Has anybody been on the internet? You don't have to go to the pornography site. It will come to you. If you have a social platform, you got to be kicking people off your feed all the time because they come in with their mess. He gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now this is not only talking about homosexuality. You know, sometimes we say, oh, that's homosexuality. No. It's not just talking about that. It's also talking about fornication. That is human sexual expression outside of a committed marriage, which nobody that's not married should even know what sexual expression is. Shouldn't even know that. It's so quiet in here. But basically, here's what happens. We're in the culture. We're doing what we want to do. Oh, man, it feels good. I'm going to do this. What's really happening in the spiritual side of it is that person is turning away from God, misaligning themselves with God's moral code and going into a different direction. And God brings the judicial abandonment upon them slowly and begins to back up. And all of a sudden, they're spiraling out of control. And so you turn on the television now, I mean, every half hour, there's an AIDS commercial for AIDS medication or HIV medication or some other medication. Well, 30 years ago, there wasn't that didn't exist. And so what is happening? The wrath of God is, current tense, being revealed from heaven. It goes on to say, they dishonored their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause, here's the third reason, for this cause, God gave them up. Again, it's talking about a progressive judicial abandonment where God steps back from that person. It's not that he doesn't love them. It's that he's spanking them, hoping that they'll repent and turn back to him so he can pour his grace upon them. Listen, everybody in this room who is a Christian, you weren't always a Christian. You were in this process. You were going the wrong direction. I lived my own life in a sexual addict, a drug addict, a crack cocaine addict, spiraling out of control, until one day the light of Christ came to me and I turned my back on a sinful life and I embraced the truth of the gospel. And from that time, the grace of God is being poured out and I'm no longer spiraling downwards, but the other phrase in the Bible is righteousness unto righteousness. I'm spiraling up into Christ's likeness, and that's what every Christian should be doing. Incidentally, you are not static. You are not static. You are not, hey, I've made it to a good place. Heaven is my home. I'm here. No, no. You're either spiraling upwards to Christ's likeness or you are spiraling downward. Now, that spiral may be so slow that you're not noticing it. But don't look at what you did last week. Look at where you were spiritually 5 years ago. Where are you now? Man, this is good preaching. For this cause, verse 26, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Now, it means that this is a further moral decline, and that people are beginning to untether themselves from reality. Because their imaginations, their imaginations are vain. They no longer can think rightly. And I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm trying to explain a point that you see a brother come up with a 5 o'clock shadow and he's 260 pounds and fingers as big as my thumbs. And he says, well, I feel like a woman today. And so he puts on a dress and a little bow in his hair. And he conducts himself as a female, or the best that he can. It's neither male nor female. Well, what this is against nature. It contradicts the natural order. And we wonder, why is this happening? It's the wrath of God upon this nation. Understand something. When God created Satan, he created him as the most beautiful and wise angel, whose name then was Lucifer. But Lucifer, in his rebellion against the Lord, caused God to judicially abandon him. And he has ever since, how many eons it's been, he's moved away from the Lord until now he is the devil. The same thing can happen to any of us. That's why seek Christ. Enter in at the straight gate. I mean, press in on Christ with everything that you have, so that you don't end up getting caught up in this vortex of sinful unrighteousness. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affection. Even their women did change the natural use into that which again is against nature. This is specifically talking about homosexuality and lesbianism. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, They're doing what they do and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. A recompense just means your right rewards for how you've conducted yourself. And so Paul is saying that They've gone out against God's moral code. They've moved in the other direction, and they've also received the payment for their sin. I've seen people that have died of AIDS. It is the most horrible death that you can imagine. What it does to the physical body, what it does to the physical mind, the whole spirit of man is absolutely horrendous. But this is the just recompense and reward for the way they've conducted themselves. Because the whole time, all God was wanting is for them just turn around and come to the Lord. And God will wipe it away like it never happened. And he will pour his grace and his love upon that person. And it will be just like for you and me. Your sin from the past is like it never happened with God. He's not bringing it up to you every day. He's just trying to bring you into Christ's likeness. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, meaning they those who are in this process ultimately will reject God from their thinking. We don't want to think about him. We don't want to hear about him. We don't want you talking about him. Just act like he doesn't exist. That's the U.S. society right now. That's the school system. That's the legal system. That's the public square. Go anywhere in the public square and just start talking about Jesus. You're liable to have security walk up on you. Say, you need to go somewhere else. Because this is where we are as a nation. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over. Now you'll notice, the first time he said God gave them up. The second time he said God gave them up. But now he's saying God gave them over. That means this is a final phase. This is a final, it's just like Judas Iscariot. When Jesus said, what thou doest, do quickly, and Judas went out. That was the final phase. And look at what happened in that instance. I wish I just had a little more time. Here Judas is at the Last Supper. He's sitting at the table with the light of this world. And he walks away and he goes out and the Holy Spirit records and it was dark. He left the light of the world and he went into darkness. And this is what we do. This is what this nation is doing. We're in the final phase now. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge, and God gave them up to a reprobate mind. It means a mind that is morally worthless and incapable of sound judgment. It amazes me when I see people that are clearly educated, that are smart people. They're not stupid at all. They're smart, intelligent, decreed people, but they can't produce a sound thought. That blows my mind when I see it. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. In closing, let me say this. This is a process that's always been this way. This is how God deals with sin. The wrath of God is revealed. In the tribulation, the explosion, the apocalypse will occur, which is the thumos, the explosion of his wrath. But right now, what we're seeing is God's deep-seated emotion against sinful activity, and it means that it's repulsive to him, and he will move away from that person. Now, he's a loving and a kind God, and if that person will turn, if they just have a heart to turn away from their sin, they don't even have to have the strength to do it. Just in their heart, if they just want to turn away from their sin, God, like the prodigal son's father, will run out and fall on their neck and help them. But if the person continues in their sin, judicial abandonment is what occurs. So when you look at our society and you see all of the things that are happening, all of the confusion that's going on, we need to understand what's going on in the spiritual world. God has given them up. Amen. Would you bow your heads, please, all over the room? Father, we love you this morning. We thank you, God, because you are just and kind. And Lord, although each one of us started aliens from the Commonwealth of Israel, we started out of relationship with you, afar off. But God, your goodness and your kindness and your love, Lord, drew us closer to you. Now, Father, as we see society collapsing all around us, as we see the decisions that are being made by our leaders at every level of government going contrary directions. Help us, Lord, to run to Christ. Help us, Lord, to submit ourselves unto you, that you might conform us to the image of your dear Son. Come on, if you're able this morning, would you stand to your feet? If you're able this morning. And just reach out. This process is real. This is happening every day. And just begin to reach out and ask the Lord God, keep me. Help me, Lord, not to be caught up in iniquity unto iniquity, but help me that I might embrace righteousness unto righteousness, that I might move towards you being conformed to the image of your Son. Come on, just reach out to the Lord. This wrath is not revealed against men and women. It's revealed against unrighteousness and ungodliness. Just reach out. Ask God to help you to align yourself with his will for your life. Come on, just reach out.
Lord, we thank you. We live in a world now where they call good bad and bad good. We live in a world where there is so much sin all around us. But Lord, even when it looks like we're surrounded, we know that we're surrounded by you. We ask you, Lord, to open our hearts, open our minds, Lord. When we see ourselves going in a direction opposite from you, Lord, help us to come to ourselves and turn around and come back to the Father. It's not a rebuke. It's a call to come home. And we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we do thank you so much for being out with us this morning. We have a few announcements. If you haven't had a chance to give, please know we always need your help. So please do so. There's lots of ways to do that. We do want to thank everybody that came out to the barbecue yesterday. We did have a good time. And hopefully, if you did come, hopefully you got full and enjoyed it. And thank you to all of our volunteers that came to help clean up and also set up. And a special thank you to Corey Boyd. He did all of the cooking, all of the meats and everything. He did all of that. So special thank you to him. And again, we thank you for being out with us, and you are dismissed.